What's in the news? Elbowing your way through to get a look at the total solar eclipse.
Crowd control will be an issue all along the eclipse's path.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. Anticipation is building for Monday's solar eclipse. At the State Observatory in Columbia, South Carolina, they expect thousands of people.
We'll have Band-Aids. We'll have additional water, seating. We actually are bringing in misting tents and fans as well.
It'll be in the 90s there, one of the final points in the two-hour event that will stretch along a narrow path. Josh Williams is near where it will all begin in Depot Bay, Oregon.
My biggest concern is emergency vehicle access.
He's the fire chief of the town of 1400, which could double on eclipse day.
With the folks that we expect to come to this eclipse, we are really concerned about just getting to our emergencies.
CBS's Mark Strassman has the numbers.
12 million people live in the totality zone of complete darkness, but 10 million visitors are expected to squeeze their way into the eclipse's path.
Hotels have long been booked. Many charged higher eclipse rates. Yvonne Smith's market in Idaho has already had a run on bottled water.
We're hoping we can get shipments every day to keep up with the demand that we're going to have. There's going to be a lot of people coming through town.
South Carolina emergency management official Derek Becker urges people to savor the moment.
The best thing to do is give yourself plenty of time. Enjoy it, and then give yourself time well after it's over as well.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.